present today's program in Arabic and English with subtitles in Chinese, English, Korean, Arabic, Persian, Oleksiy or Vietnamese, Russian, Bulgarian, Hindi, Japanese, Indonesian, Thai, Croatian, Portuguese, Hungarian, Italian, Spanish, French, and German. أهلا بكم في استعراضنا بين المعلم والتلاميذ. كبير كان شاعرا هنديا عظيما الذي كان مكرس نفسه بالكامل إلى الخالق. كان قديسا الذي ليس فقط سعى إلى عيش الحقيقة لكنه كتب عنها من خلال موهبته المقدسة في نظام الأبيات. قبل 6000 سنة ولد كبير في الهند عام 1398 ميلادي. عاش لمدة 120 عاما. كانت مهنته الحياكة. يعتبر كبير كواحد من أعظم شعراء العالم وواحد من أكثر المؤلفين الذين يستشهدوا بهم. المعلم الروحي المقدس أران الصاحب يحتوي على أكثر من 500 بيت كتبها كبير. إن رسالة كبير عالمية، وربما هذا هو السبب الذي يجعل الكثيرين يوقرون كبير على أنه قديس، إن كانوا من السيخ أو الهندوس أو المسلمين أو ساعي روحي عصري. من المعتقد أن كبير ترعرع في المعتقد الإسلامي من قبل حاكين المسلمين. إن الاسم شائع في العالم الإسلامي كبير أو الكبير، وهو يعني الشخص العظيم، وهو أيضا أحد أسماء الله الواردة في القرآن. من الواضح في فلسفة كبير المركب ما بين الفكر الهندوسي والإسلامي، لقد قال بنفسه على الفور بين الله والرام. دعونا نستمع الآن إلى محاضرة كبيرة المعلمات شينخاي بعنوان شعر كبير التي ألقتها في ديسمبر عام 2007 في باريس في فرنسا.
Okay, now you want to hear a poetry about a guru, or you want to hear poetry about remembering God? There's a lot of choice. You make groovy poetry. Okay, who is for guru? Raise hand. There are two poetry, one for about guru and one for God. Who's a poetry about guru? Raise hand. Okay, who is for remembering God? Okay, good. And we pick God instead. Okay. There's a poetry here from Kabir about remembering God, hey? It's like this. In sorrow, all remember God. But in happiness, nobody. Who remembers God in happiness? Why should ever sorrow there be? Oh, how sad for him who's asleep. In his grief, he doesn't wake to weep. One whose dwelling is in the grave, in full ease, he never can sleep. Why art thou asleep? Says Kabir. Sing of God's glory, be awake. Death doth stand just over thy head for his daily rations intake. Why art thou asleep, says Kabir? Greatly thy sleep may thee damage. When time makes thundering sound, even Brahma's thorn starts to shake. Leaving aside the beloved Ram, who doth adore an alien god, he is like the prostitute's son, whom to call his father
knows not. Loot in as much as thou canst loot. Divine name of Ram in treasure. God of death will hold thee by throat and throttle all thy 10 apertures. Guru and God stand side by side. Whose feet should I touch and kowtow? O Guru, I offer myself at thy feet, since God tells me so. When God's in the sulks, says Kabir, to the Guru for shelter goes. But when Guru is in the sulks, in no way the helper is God. Not in favor for you. Wow. Okay. Now let's remember God one stanza at a time. Okay, now, the first stanza. Eh? In sorrow, all remember God, but in happiness, nobody. Who remembers God in happiness? Why should ever sorrow there be? Now, he say most of the people, according to Kabir, eh? Most of the people do not remember God when they are happy. But they only pray to God when they are in trouble. Huh? They are all the same, huh? Yes. But he says that if you remember God even during the time that you're happy, then you never know sorrow in any case, right? That's what he said. Is it true? Have you experienced? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. What did I say?
If you remember God when sorrow and happiness, you'll never experience sorrow anyway.
Not in sorrow and happiness. That means you already have sorrow. You see? No. Did not hear nada. Okay. Another chance. Next one.
If you can remember God when you're happy, then you won't experience sorrow.
Is there anything else we should say about that? Not really, huh? Yeah. Well, we could elaborate further, like, for example, in many developed society, people worship God just like a ritual, you know, like a habit or like a social norm. So now, sometimes in the Buddhist sutra, in the Buddhist discourse, the Buddha also says something like, the poor people, they too poor to remember God because they're too preoccupied with survival. Maybe difficult to remember God. But the reasonably poor, they remember God better. They pray almost all the time. And the rich, you know, difficult to remember God. Yeah. And he mean Buddha nature, no? To practice spiritually for the rich is difficult. And he said, moreover, that if you know any rich person who practice spiritually, then that person is definitely a bodhisattva reincarnate. Yeah, the bodhisattva incarnate. Yeah, to help sentient beings or do some other noble job. He's not truly, a karma-laden person. Yeah. In the Bible, Jesus also mentioned that it's very difficult for a rich person to go to heaven. As difficult as the camel go through the eye of the needle. All right. So now, Kabir says the same. He just put it in poem. And it's more, you know, practical. It's easy to remember. And he's always to the point, this guy. Huh? He's a giver, you know? Okay, well then, I guess this, the name came from old time when everybody has different profession, you know, like goldsmith, you know, they call them Mr. Smith before, huh? So their name is depends on their profession in ancient time, yeah. Okay, now, so if we remember God always in time of happiness, then we won't know sorrow, yeah? You guys have experience about that, no? Yeah. We meditate, we recite the God's name all the time, and our sorrow less and less all the time. Is that not so?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Okay, now. The next one. Next stanza number 2. Oh, how sad for him who's asleep. In his grief, he doesn't wake to weep. One whose dwelling is in the grave. In full ease, he never can sleep. Okay. He feels sorry for people who's asleep. Sleep doesn't only mean the physical, eh? He means the guys who is not enlightened, who is always wallowing deep in the material existence, yeah? And don't even yearn for God, don't even want to know anything beyond the 3 meals and the clothes and some other comfort in life. Yeah, he feels very sorry for these people. Like, even if their eyes are open all day, they are not awake. Yeah? Mm. And he say that in his grief, he doesn't wake to weep. What does that mean? Anybody knows?
Pray.
He doesn't pray. Why in his grief then?
Well, when you say he's supposed to be praying.
Okay. Similar. Yeah, okay. Close enough. In his grief, he doesn't wake to weep. See, Kabir means, I guess he means that the people who are ignorant, who are so deep in the material existence, he doesn't even know that he's in trouble. Yeah? He doesn't know that he's in trouble, in grief. He doesn't even wake up to weep for his own grievance because he doesn't think it's a grievance. Yeah? He's just a slave for the material world and he works, he does everything at all just to serve the body, yeah? And he doesn't think that's just a grievance or a trouble at all. That's why he doesn't even wake up to cry for himself or to feel sorry for himself or to find some way to get out of it. Nothing. But he doesn't think it's a grief, yeah? That's why. But one whose dwelling is in the grave, in full ease, he never can sleep. See? See, the one whose dwelling is in the grave, what does that mean? In full ease, and he could not sleep. He is at ease, but he could not sleep. Because he lives in the grave, what does that mean?
He's aware of his mortality.
He's aware that life is just as much as death. Yeah? If you don't know anything about God, you're just living a life of shadow, yeah? That's why Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. He means those who are ignorant. I just might as well call them dead. Because they're just walking and running and working, it's just like a mindless, you know, person, a zombie, yeah? A dead person, a mechanical apparatus. It's not truly alive, yeah? Because the life eternal is not awakened in him. He just lives like a cup, yeah? A walking body. Okay, but the one who knows that, the one who knows that he is just living in this graveyard, in the body, he is always awake. And he... it's not like he's ailing or he's sick or anything. He's fully at ease, but he's always awake. He cannot sleep. Okay, well, you love poetry, don't you? Wonderful. Me too. Okay. Actually, when you read this poetry, it's almost instantly clear already, hey? Okay, now, stanza number 3. Why art thou asleep, says Kabir. Sing of God's glory, be awake. Death doth stand just over thy head. for his daily rations intake. Okay. He asks the, you know, the ordinary people outside, why are you sleeping? Why? You wake up quick and sing glory of God. Sing not with the mouth, no? You think? Huh? No. Be thou in the closet and pray in secret. That's what it means by sing the glory of God. Oh, we may also sometimes sing hallelujah or God is great and all that stuff. But the main prayers, the main sing song, the main song that we sing to God is in silent, huh? When we sing to God directly, yeah? Yes. And when we communicate with God directly and sing to God in with all our heart, nah? Without instrument, without even a word written, yeah. This is a secret song between us and God, yeah? And God knows it and we know it, yeah? Okay. Like a deep loving relation between a couple, yeah? When they love each other, mostly they just sit and hold hand and they look at each other. Now, sing of God's glory, be awake, just like what we're doing, eh? We try to be awake any time for God, eh? Try to remember God even in the middle of the night, all night, morning, evening, every time I told you to remember God, eh? And I even show you how, huh? Yeah. It's easy to say, oh, I must remember God, I should remember God. But you have to know how, no? Because if you don't know how, you just talk. Yeah? Very difficult to remember God if you don't know God. And you don't know how to know God, to remember God. Then it's more difficult. Okay. Because he warned these ignorant people. You know, he said, death is standing over your head and seeping his daily intake from you. I mean, he's eating you up. Every day, bit by bit, daily, he's standing over you all the time, eating you up. Yeah, if you don't remember God, then you are not protected, yeah? You're not focused on something above death, see? Then you are at the death level, and he's just standing nearby and eating you up alive. He eats your energy, yeah? He eats your time. He eat your wisdom, he eat your love, he eat your compassion, and then you're just more tired daily, and then at the end you have nothing. He eat you up alive, yeah? And when you finally succumb to his power, that's the time it's too late. Then he take over, he take control everything that you have or not have. So if you remember God, that won't happen, because you rise above him, yeah? He can only look up, hey! When will you come down? You say, no. Okay.
لقد استمتعنا برفقتكم اليوم في برنامج بين المعلمة والتلاميذ. أرجو أن تشاهدونا ثانية غدا لمتابعة الجزء الثاني من المحاضرة بعنوان شعر كبير. برنامج التالي هو عالم الحيوان. القاتلون معنا مباشرة بعد أخبار جديرة بالملاحظة هنا على تلفزيون كبيرة المعلمات. نتمنى أن ترشدكم العناية الإلهية في كل مناحي حياتكم. We enjoyed your company today on Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in again tomorrow for part 2 of the lecture entitled The Poetry of Kabir. Up next is Animal World, our co-inhabitants, right after Nerd with the News, here on Supreme Master Television. May the Providence guide you in all aspects of your life. بالأمر المطاع جد شرفت المدينة مرحبا يا خير دار مرحبا يا خير دار
Oh you who are raised amongst us coming with God's way. Welcome back, calling to God's way.
وجبت